Converting leads, closing deals, and performing amongst the top salespeople in your industry require more than just talent and experience. Hear from the best as we discuss the proven formulas they use to generate new leads and close deals on the science of business development.
My name is Greg DeKalb, host of the Science of Business Development, and we have the most amazing guest today, Alan Stern. He is the CEO and founder of Persona Marketing. He has developed this really interesting methodology we're going to get into called the HEAP method. And then not only that, but he's one of our more renowned public speakers in the Chicagoland area and also an authority in AI. Alan, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, but enough about me, Greg. How are you doing?
Man, I tell you what, it was rough getting into the city today with the rain and everything, blah, 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 blah.
Nothing like some snow in April, right? Now that we got that out of the way.
But now here, I'm hanging out with you, man. What gets better than that, right?
100%. Genuinely appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely, brother.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you coming in. So yeah, let's jump into it, man. Tell me a little bit about your backstory. You got this really awesome company that you just launched, Persona Marketing. From an entrepreneur perspective, I know you've probably been dreaming about it, been thinking about it and everything else, but walk me through a little bit of that process.
Exactly. Absolutely. My background for the past 15 years has been a mix of selling cars and owning a DJ company. Two completely unrelated fields, but I've had to master the art of making the phones ring without spending any money.
Like it.
So what I found is a commission-only salesperson is most marketing agencies are not very excited to work with you.
Okay.
Because you don't have the minimum retainer plus ad spend that they're looking for. And it doesn't make them bad people. It just means that they have an extremely valuable skill set and they don't want to give it away. So I started a business showing small business owners and salespeople how to use AI to market themselves in a cool way so they can stay top of mind on social media without breaking the bank.
So let's back up a little bit. So AI just became, it's on everybody's computer now, right? And everybody's got a little bit of understanding. But that all happened about a year ago. You had to be planning out your business and thinking about it prior to that, right?
I did. I just showed people how to use AI as their thinking partner. So
okay.
That way they can source the ideas from there. And then I teach them some extremely basic graphic design skills. And assuming they're fine rolling up their sleeves and doing it themselves, I show you how to execute it in 2 minutes or less and have fun in the process.
So going on with that, you recognize that there's an opportunity for people to go out there and market themselves. But what propelled you to actually follow that, right? What are the stats, the numbers behind that?
Yeah, definitely. So I am completely convinced it doesn't matter if times are good or bad. People don't buy from brands. They buy from people who represent brands. And with that being said, you could be a salesperson, you could be a realtor, loan officer, insurance agent, whatever it is, but you are your own brand. You are essentially a business with inside a business. Now, that being said, if you're going to market yourself online, here's three stats that everybody who's listening to this should know about marketing. Number one is the amount of time that the average person spends on social media. You can go on Google right now and you'll see a whole bunch of studies that say average person spends somewhere around 2.5 hours a day on social media.
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Now, that may not sound like much, but the reality is we're supposed to get 8 hours of sleep, which leaves us 16 remaining hours. 2.5 of those are spent on social media.
That's insane.
But take that and add it up over the course of a year. 2.5 hours a day over the course of a year is 864 hours.
Okay.
Which is the equivalent of, get this, 36 full days a year. That's what we're spending on these platforms. So I bring this up to remind you, there's still some people out there that say, oh, I don't know, the social media thing, is it going to take off? And should I be advertising? Imagine a time where you can advertise your business without spending any money on platforms that people spend over a month of their entire year on.
That's insane. So you're telling me that the average person is basically on Facebook for a month a year?
For sure. So if you've ever wondered what your prospects are doing right now, here's what they're doing. For those of you watching this live, this is what your audience is doing right now. Mindlessly scrolling on social media, because the reason why most reason why most people go on these platforms is so that they can be entertained.
Okay.
That being said, if your audience is there to be entertained and you as a business owner is there to sell and promote your business, there is a huge disconnect. If you're able to advertise in an entertaining way, now people don't mind it.
You gotta balance it, right? You gotta throw up the kid pics, the family pics, and the education, and then you slide in, hey, yeah, I got my own business type of thing, right?
For sure. So
okay.
It's a blend of showing your personality so there's a connection. and then demonstrating that you can actually help someone. Now, what's interesting is there's people who watch the Super Bowl just so they can see the best of the best commercials.
Yep.
Think of it like that.
Okay.
So that's the first stat is the amount of time that we spend on social media. The second is the amount of advertisements that we see on a daily basis.
It's been all over the place.
It's all over the place. 4,000 to 10,000 advertisements every single day.
Oh, that's how much the average person, whenever they're consuming social, that's they're exposed to that many impressions.
Forget social media, period.
Just period.
Go and look it up. It's been said average person sees between 4,000 and 10,000 ads a day. So half of the battle is getting noticed.
Okay.
The other half is simply getting remembered.
Wow.
Because there's that much noise.
Okay.
Your message might get forgotten. And the third is the attention span of a human being. Microsoft did a study a few years back that broke the internet that said the average attention span of a human being is about 8.25 seconds, which is less than a goldfish, by the way. That's how I feel about myself.
Wow. Okay.
Which poses the next question. If we own a business, how do we stay top of mind without being spammy, annoying, and what have you? And that's where the heat method comes in.
Okay, so this is that challenge, right? This is that you recognize this, you saw all this coming and what have you, and now we're going to talk a little bit more about your methodology, HEAT. So let's just start with what does it stand for?
Yeah, so the HEAT method, first off, here's what it is. It's nothing more than a strategic way to market yourself without spending any money. But what it will allow you to do is maximize every single networking event that you go to.
Okay, I'm all about that.
Because you're able to meet somebody in person one time, add them across social media, and based off of what you post, they warm up to you.
Okay.
Months, weeks, years go by, and they begin to know you, like you, trust you, ultimately making you easy to recommend or easy to refer business to. And it's ideal for somebody who actually attends events, much like you throw.
So wait, let's back up just a moment here. So you're telling me at the end of the day, your method is basically helping people enhance their networking experience or what they're going to gain out of it whenever they go out and network.
Absolutely.
And it's by planting a lot of these seeds, which you're going to be discussing here in a moment.
For sure. And I love the fact that this is called the science of business development, because I'm going to literally break this down to a science so everybody who's listening to this can execute, and I'll even give an example.
Oh, man, now you're talking my language.
For sure. Taking a step backwards, you had asked me what does it stand for. There's four pillars of the HEAT method.
Okay.
It stands for humor, education, adding value, and trust. You check off all four of those in your marketing style, you now have the ability to meet somebody once, weeks, months, years go by, and you're building rapport with them.
Okay.
You're staying top of mind in a cool way without spending any money. Now, I made a reference earlier about how people go on social media to be entertained, which means we have to meet them where we're at.
Okay.
If they're there to be entertained and we're there to sell and promote our business, people are going to eventually tune it out because it gets viewed as spam. But what's interesting is it's not really about being funny.
Okay.
It's about creating a connection.
Okay.
It's about showing your human side in your brand so people warm up to you. But the science behind here is when people laugh, they tend to remember what made them laugh. And in this case, that's you. Right. It's very easy to take a meme and turn it into an advertisement in about 30 seconds with no graphic design skills.
Yeah, I know. I hear that all the time. People don't necessarily remember what you say. They remember how you made them feel.
For sure. So we have that. But the other thing is when people laugh, humor speeds up the path to trust. When somebody laughs, there's a hormone release called oxytocin, which is referred to as the trust hormone. So I'll give you an example. There is a website. I'm all about free resources here. So there is a website called imageflip.com, which is like the biggest directory of memes. Let's say that you're a realtor. Here's how easy it is. You can just go on that website or you can go on Google Image. And you could type in dumpster fire, which according to UrbanDictionary.com is an informal term used in the United States to describe a catastrophically bad situation. So what's interesting is a dumpster fire is an analogy. All I have to do is throw a caption over it that says, this is how it feels when you sell your home below market value.
Right.
Just like that,
okay.
It turned into an advertisement.
And then you got a picture of a dumpster on fire.
Then I got a picture of a dumpster on fire.
Oh, I'm connected.
But what's really cool here is when people share that, they've now passed your business card along, but they've done it in a cool way.
Got it.
Humor right there basically has your audience say, hey, this person's cool. business aside, right. I'd go and have a beer with them. I'd grab coffee. I enjoy their company. So now there's that connection.
Right.
But just because somebody thinks you're cool doesn't mean they're actually going to do business with you.
And that's the balance, right? Because you have friends, and that's one of the toughest people to actually sell to, right?
It is. It's you easier know? To turn a client into a friend than it is a friend into a client. I've experienced that selling cars for a decade and a half.
Yeah.
So education, here's what's interesting. In the world of business, people exchange money to solve problems. For example, people go to your events and exchange their time and their money to be there to solve the problem of expanding their network and growing their business.
Okay.
But what's interesting is when you use education in your marketing, mm-hmm. you're able to generate leads by solving problems.
Right.
You're no longer viewed as a salesperson, you're viewed as a resource. And it's very easy to do that. All that you have to do is take your picture from Facebook, from LinkedIn, from MySpace, no, I'm just kidding, and upload it to Canva, okay. and then you could just search business quote, and you'll find like 10,000 templates that are there. And all you have to do, let's say that I was a realtor, I would just take my picture and put a caption over it that says, selling your house within the next 6 months, message me for 3 easy tips to increase its value without breaking the bank.
Love it.
So here's what's now happened. The content has said, hey, if you're the kind of person who was about to do this, let's talk. But assuming I get it in front of the right audience, they say, hey, this applies to me. I should reach out to Alan and chat, which allowed me to generate a lead, but by solving a problem. Very different world.
Okay.
So you put the two of those together, your audience says, hey, this person's cool, but they can actually help solve my problem. So that's humor and education right there.
Okay, got it.
The third is my personal favorite, adding value. Plain and simple, it's 2024. We live in a world of scams.
True.
We do.
True.
Everybody knows somebody who's got burned. Everybody's had at least one lopsided relationship in their life. And what's interesting is it's not what you say or even how you say it. It's how your audience feels when they receive the message. And when you're somebody who's focusing on adding value as opposed to just merely making a sale, mm-hmm. people authentically feel like you're looking out for them. But what's interesting is when you introduce something of value to somebody, they associate that value with you.
Got it.
And I have to give you and Tony a huge high five for this, because when people go to your events, what you guys do is go out of your way to make personalized introductions, which means a relationship fosters from that. They remember the source. Weeks, months, years go by. And when somebody asks, hey, how did you meet? Oh, yeah, Greg DeKalb actually connected us at one of his events.
Yeah.
So no, the idea fantastic. Is the humor shows your personality.
Okay.
The education shows that you actually know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Adding value shows your intentions.
Very cool. All right.
Which leads us to the fourth pillar.
Uh-huh.
Trust. Free value leads to trust.
Okay.
And people do business with those who they know and trust. Why would I ever tell the world I'm awesome when I can have a satisfied customer do it for me?
Yeah.
Nobody can sell you better than a satisfied customer.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's one of the, speaking of adding value, right? I took your course and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But one of the things that we started doing is we went to our Facebook. We got 50 reviews, people saying positive things, and I met so-and-so. And yeah. With your method, we're now taking those, we're slapping those onto a Canva, we're adding the person's picture in there, and then we're sharing it, and it's been great. So we're conveying that trust and that value out there, and appreciate that, because what you're sharing with us is very actionable. It's not theoretical, it's not philosophical, it's, hey, I'm doing this and anybody can do it, but here's the methodology behind it and here's the why.
Sure. And I try to make it insultingly easy. That way there's literally no reason not to do it. The reality is, and I happily left you guys a glowing review, because you guys genuinely are adding so much value to the community. So Nielsen.
That we paid you.
But I wouldn't go that far. Oh, man, you're throwing me off. The reality is, when you collect a review, it's a perfect opportunity for you to scale the sale.
Yeah.
Because when you make a sale, you also lose your best prospect. So what you can do is you can go on Google, Facebook, LinkedIn, Yelp, wherever, and get a review, which is text only, literally copy and paste that, go back to Canva, paste it over a template, 2 minutes or less, you've now repurposed that. And when you put all of those together, you're able to meet somebody in person one time, add them across social media, and based off of what you post, your audience warms up to you. And when they are ready to buy, you've then become very easy to do business with. So when your marketing goes cold, drop some heat.
I like it. Drop some heat. So let's review that real quick. Okay. So we got humor, right? So we're trying to connect with people on an emotional level, right?
Yep.
Get that. You said the serotonin going, or you called it something earlier. Lets their guard down. They begin to trust you. They see you have a personality, et cetera. And now it's like, all right, let's add some credibility. Let's educate people. So we're providing them with something that they may not be aware of or something that they need to be reminded of. It happens all the time. And then we're going to add some value, right? Okay, so how can I help you? How can I lead with a lending hand? How can I give you something that's going to, the universe is going to bring back to me in some way, shape, or fashion? And then lastly, we got trust, all right? Because it's all about we buy from people that we would say no can trust. Wow, that's fantastic. Okay.
And on the adding value, you know what? Introductions is just one of many ways to do this. I always ask, think of your hobbies. A couple of mine, I've been DJing for 15 years. Yeah. There's a lot of people that say, hey, Alan, I need some new music recommendations. I can send them a Spotify playlist. So
right.
What happens is, who do you think they're thinking of anytime they jam out to that playlist?
Yeah.
Top of mind, cool way without spending any money.
Yeah.
I'll give you another example. I'm a huge craft beer guy.
Okay.
A lot of my clients will text me on the weekends and say, hey, I'm doing a run over to Binny's or the liquor store, or I'm at this bar. What would you recommend ordering? Top of mind, cool way without spending any money. By simply adding value.
Just being that resource.
Just being that resource. And then the trust is, instead of you recommending things, this is showcasing that the community is actually recommending you. Because social proof is very real.
No, I love it. I love it. This is great. So now that we got this methodology in place, right, how do we build a business around it? And I know that you're plugged into AI and you've got this course going on. So talk to us about how that transitions and how you coach and how you work with people.
Absolutely. For those of you who are not using ChatGPT on this, all it is an artificial intelligence tool that helps you write, think, and solve problems faster than ever. Now, we talked about earlier how people exchange money to solve problems in the world of business.
Okay.
Assuming I can use ChatGPT as my thinking partner, I can literally go on there and I can say, what are five problems that would cause someone to consider purchasing a new car or consider listing their home or whatever my industry is? And it'll fire back a whole bunch of data.
Uh-huh.
So now I have those customer pain points, but it still doesn't mean somebody's going to buy. So I can follow that up by saying, what are the consequences of solving those problems? Now, I know how to create urgency, and I can tweak the messaging. Then, I still have to identify an audience. So I can go on ChatGPT and say, give me an audience who is most likely to experience each of those problems. And now I have a target customer profile that is right there that at a glance I can look at. And that way, when I go to one of your events, I know if you were to ask me the question, hey, who are you looking to get in contact with? I can say, you know what? I'm looking to meet an owner of an older vehicle who frequently experiences the problem of reliability and maintenance costs.
Okay.
Anybody come to mind? At that point, now I've gotten very specific on who I can serve. And that is a rinse and repeat formula that anybody can use for any industry. And that's what I show people how to do.
So basically, yeah, you got ChatGPT up all the time. And anything that comes to mind, you just give it a whirl.
For sure. So the content portion that I mentioned earlier is great. But before we make content, we have to ask ourselves, who are we actually talking to? So that step right there that I just mentioned is so that you can get clear on your target audience. From there, though, all that you have to do if you want to use humor is say, give me 10 meme ideas to convey the message of blank to an audience of blank. Does it for you. And then you roll up your sleeves. And in 2 minutes or less, you have content that resonates that many of your audience will actually share.
That's amazing. So you were talking earlier about putting together the memes and using the humor, right? And now you even got ChatGPT to even help you create that humor, essentially.
For sure.
No, that's outstanding. So tell us a little bit more about the course, because I know that's one I remember learning about that, and how does that work? So I know it was the Monday for 3 Mondays in a row. What can we expect by taking that?
Yeah, definitely. So the Content Machine 3-day crash course, here's what to expect. It's 3 1-hour Zoom calls,
okay,
1 week apart with a workbook and homework assignments. The whole idea is by the end of this, you will essentially learn everything that you need to know on how to become a content machine using AI. So the focus here is do-it-yourself marketing, leveraging AI so you don't have to outsource it. Now, I'm not saying fire your marketing agency, but I'm just saying if you're somebody who's fine learning how to do it yourself, I'll show you how. Day one, strictly what we do on ChatGPT. Target customer mastery, which I just mentioned before, and then taking that data and feeding it to ChatGPT so it can actually write sales articles for you. I encourage you to make it your own, but I'm responsible to you, not for you. Day two, solely focused on the power of using humor in marketing. Memes, GIFs, so you can have fun in your marketing. Because as we know, if it's not fun, we're probably not going to do it. So I show you how to have fun on day two. And then day three, solely focused on Canva, making those branded infographics and repurposing reviews. So 3 1-hour Zoom calls with a homework assignment each week and a workbook that is insultingly easy to do. That way you have no excuse not to do it.
No, that's fantastic. No, thank you for sharing that. And like I said, personally, I've taken it. I highly recommend it. Got a lot out of it. We put a lot of these practices out there today, and it's definitely helped. But one last thing I want to ask you about, though, is I see you're all over the place when speaking engagements. It's crazy. You're always in front of an audience. You're always dropping some heat. For someone who's wanting to learn how to get into the speaking realm of things, what advice would you give?
So here's my biggest advice when it comes to speaking. Number one, it is one of the biggest, maybe even the largest public fears, period, is public speaking. So just know, if the majority of the world is scared to do it, the opportunity is wide open. But what I will share with you, and I learned this from personal experience, is everything changes when you start doing public speaking. I love going to networking events, which is obviously how you and I met, but I maybe can meet 10 new people.
Right.
Back when I was selling cars, I realized I could do a speaking engagement on a topic that benefits everybody and say, okay, hey, I learned this as a result of selling cars over X amount of years. By the way, call me if you need a new car. And now I'm running, by the way, just had to drop that in there. So it's just a way better use of time, because it doesn't matter who you are, what you do. There's only one of you and there's only 24 hours in the day. So unless you have a team, you are capped by time.
Got it.
So it is a much better use of time. Plus, once you record it, you can now repurpose it as a webinar.
No, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in, sitting down with us. We really appreciate it. This was a very information packed. Learned a lot just sitting here with you. How do we get a hold of you? What's the best way to reach out? What's the best way to follow you?
Yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity. I got a couple things. So if you're interested in connecting, just go to connectwithalanstern.com. A-L-A-N-S-T-E-R-N is how you spell my name. That's my digital business card. But if you don't mind, I do have a gift for the audience today. If you're interested in actually learning how to use the HEAT method, I just want to give you a free video, no strings attached. It's a 35-minute live presentation of how you can use it for your business. Just go to dropsomeheat.com. Fill out the form, let me know where to send your free video, and I look forward to seeing some of the new content that you guys post. Genuinely appreciate the opportunity to be on the show today.
Our pleasure. Thank you for coming in. Yeah.
No. All right. Anything else that you want me to cover?
No, we're good, man. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to dropping some heat, man.
Love it.
All right. Cheers.
Appreciate you.